It's Wednesday the 24th of November. It's stupid o'clock in the morning. I got kicked out of bed at 4 o'clock. Ah. Actually on my second cup of coffee this morning, which is distinctly not good. Yes, I got forcibly kicked out of my bed at 4 o'clock this morning. Cara decided to join us in bed probably about 11:30 last night. I don't know when Amy joined us, but sometimes she sleeps at the bottom of the bed, kind of like across us. But for some reason this morning she decided to come in next to us. So you've got like four people all in a side by side, and yes, as the story goes, they all rode over and Daddy fell out. So there you go. So yes, I'm on my second cup of coffee. I've had my breakfast. It's just gone 5:30 in the morning, and let me tell you, it is absolutely freezing in this house. I appear to have fallen out of bed about 30 minutes before the heating went on. So the house is just starting to warm up for those people that are still nicely cozed up in bed. But it does look extremely cold outside. I have seen some mutterings on Facebook this morning that people are having to scrape their cars. Now, having looked out of the window, my car looks absolutely fine. It doesn't look like I'll have to give it a scrape, take the ice off the windows this morning. But other people are. So, echoing yesterday's sentiment, please do be careful out on the roads. From what I can remember from the weather reports, today, Wednesday, is likely to be the day that everything starts to go wrong with regards to the weather. So whether that means we're going to be getting snow this afternoon or not, I don't know. But still, please be very careful. I did a lot of slippity slide on the way home from work on Monday evening, going around corners which weren't, no, tight corners by any means. The car was kind of sliding to the left and to the right as I was going around them. So yeah, please do be careful. Right. I had a couple of items and feedback from yesterday's show. So I've lost them. Where are they gone?
There they are.
Yeah, James Corridge here wrote to us yesterday afternoon saying thank you very much indeed for playing the song on yesterday's show. Was that the day before? Yes, it was. The day before, I was talking about porridge, and I wasn't sure what the US equivalent was for porridge. In fact, no, that was yesterday, wasn't it? Off the back of what Sean was saying. And I have been told by both James Corridge here and Jonathan C3PO that the American equivalent of porridge is called oatmeal. Now, I did know that, but I'd just forgotten. Yes, in terms of TV, you could say the US equivalent of porridge would be Prison Break. Yeah, thanks for that, James. Jonathan C3PO also commented yesterday about him accusing me of mispronouncing Monday's show. He said I called it episode 2, and I said I don't think I did, and he said no, he blames his ears for not having woken up and not taking advantage of the digital option to double check. And he adds, just proves that despite your professionalism, you just cannot help the quality of listener these days. I disagree. I think I've got some very good quality listeners. God say that, really, haven't I? Right, before I freeze myself to the chair, we're going to move on and play today's track. Now, I have been battling between two fairly hard rock tracks, actually. And I'm not quite sure which I'm going to play, so I need to think about which one it is I'm going to do. And I think I'm going to play that one. Now, this is more of an upbeat, hard pop track than metal. So what I'll do is I'll play the more metally track tomorrow. So for today, this is In This Moment with Forever. You that would be upbeat, fantastic, wonderful start to the day. That was In This Moment, and he forgot to put his fader down again. Yes, myspace.com/inthismoment. Now, as it stands, they are currently on a tour of the US, being a US band, and today they are in Fargo in North Dakota, playing at 5 o'clock this evening at the Aquarium. All of the tour dates are available on their MySpace page. Again, myspace.com/inthismoment. Thank you very much indeed for joining. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Please be careful out on the roads. And I will, once I finish this coffee, I will catch you all tomorrow. Have a great day. See you then. Bye-bye.